The seventh principle of spiritual manifesting is called detaching from the outcome. And detaching from the outcome means that you get your life on purpose and you're not so concerned with how things are going to work out, but you're in process, and that's all that matters, in the infinite now. And this really is about the power of infinite patience. You don't push and demand and expect the universal intelligence to do things on your time schedule, the way that you would like them. In fact, the vehicles that are used to bring about your manifestations are created by and decided by God. And it is not up to you to decide what vehicles, but to just know that they're on their way and they're arriving. And here's a step-by-step kind of mini program for practicing infinite patience in your life. First is to understand the essence of what you desire. You don't generally desire what you think you desire. Generally, what you desire is not money, but more security. Generally, what you desire is not to be to rid of your addictions, but to be healthy, to be non-toxic. Generally, what you desire has to do with some deeper essence that has to do with your well-being and feeling more peaceful. And that's what you want to put your attention on, rather than on the picky little details that will get handled by the universe. And then secondly, banish all of the doubt and enter into the realm of certainty. There is no doubt when you have certainty. There is infinite patience when you are certain of the outcome. So being certain of the outcome is just a knowing. I know it will arrive. I trust in this divine intelligence that is a part of me and in all things. I trust it, I'm aware of it, and I'm patient. I have all the time in the world, as my friend Stuart Wilde says. The third thing to do then is to leave your expectations and go about your business. Stop contaminating your manifestations with your expectations and just go about your business. And then fourthly, maintain privacy. Always privacy about your desires. This is between you and your higher self. And then fifthly, be aware of any cues that you desire that are beginning to manifest. Just be aware that these things are starting to show up. And then next, I would act immediately on those cues that arrive by acknowledging them and being grateful for them and thanking them. And then I would not think of my manifestation as a special favor. There are no special favors. The divine intelligence is in everyone and everything. It doesn't pick favorites. If it did, then it wouldn't be universal. It would be saying, okay, I'll give it to you, but not to someone else. And the someone else that doesn't have it would be a place that the universal intelligence is not located. And by virtue of the fact that it is universal, it is everywhere. So it is impossible for it to have favors. It's impossible for it to be everywhere and some place that it is not. And don't think of it as a favor to you. It is just your tuning in to the higher places within yourself and the higher places in the universe. And then next, I would view any and all of the obstacles that come up in your life that are not showing up in your manifestations simply as lessons, not indications of failure, just simply lessons. Remember, you can't really and truly fail at anything. If you put a golf ball up on a tee and swing at it and it dribbles off to the side, you haven't failed. You've just produced a result. And the result that you've produced is what you want to act upon rather than labeling yourself as a failure. And then next, I would release all judgment from my meditation practice. I would work at not just my meditation practice, but in all of my life. I can be patient when I don't judge, when I don't say, you ought to be the way I think you ought to be, and I'm not going to enjoy myself until you are. That isn't patience. You see, the reason you want to be patient is because patience shows an affirmation in trusting in this divine intelligence and in yourself. And impatience shows that you are separated and disconnected from that intelligence. And then I would learn to relax in peace and have a knowing, and I'd avoid the process of rushing and pushing through my life. You relax in peace and you just turn your thoughts to the affairs of your daily life. And then finally, I would use as many affirmations as I can write or come up with to keep that energy flowing and detaching myself from the outcome. This is the way you put infinite patience and detaching yourself from the outcome to work in your life.